Hi, today I really want to talk about momentum. Momentum is being in motion rather than at a standstill. Because let's face it, we've all been there where we're just at a standstill. We're stalled on what we're doing, what are the plans, and I'm guilty as the next man. I mean, good example is I haven't recorded anything on here for quite a while. So it's about time, and thinking about this and getting on with other plans, I just started feeling about momentum and the fact that it's easier to push an object that is already moving rather than from scratch. So a big boulder, you push it and push it and it won't go. But once it's going, maybe even when it's going downhill, keep pushing it. It's easier because it has got that momentum build up. So quite often when we want to do a project, the most difficult thing is to get started. We know what we want to do. We're not the final destination, the final objective, the little task, but it's just that getting going that we often find so difficult. And again, when we kind of put the brakes on, when we stall, getting going again is often what we find the most difficult. And really, what I think it is, it's about the goals that you set yourself. Yes, it's great that you've got long-term goals, you've got them written down, you've got in your mind, you visualize them every day, you maybe got them on a screensaver in your computer, you've got a goal board, anything like that, which is brilliant, and yes, you should do all that. But you've also got to think about short-term goals, daily or weekly things that keep you going, that give you that every day, every hour focus, and just little steps that help build you towards that big thing, and you know the thing that you really, really want. So imagine, for example, that you're going on a road journey and say you're going from London to Edinburgh. Okay, I mean, you can dream what Edinburgh's like, you can look at pictures of Edinburgh, and it can inspire you to want to be there. But that isn't just enough. It's a journey. So do you know how to get there? Okay, some clever clogs out there saying, yep, drive up the A1. Fair enough. But before you do that, before you get, we're in the car and on the road, you also need to open the door. You need to unlock the door. You need to put the key in the ignition. You need to start the engine. You need to put it in gear, take the handbrake off, put the accelerator, change up gear, and you also need to make sure you've got petrol in it. It's all about little bits of preparation. It's all about little bits of steps to get you going. It's not just a case that you'll get in a car and next thing you do, you know, you're in Edinburgh. You know, it doesn't work like that. You have to work towards it, and it's going to take time, and it's going to take steps to get there and to get to where you want to be. And don't forget, it's not going to be an empty road. There will be delays, distractions, diversions, a lot of which will, you know, send you off course, you know, add time to your journey. But don't forget that sometimes these can lead to unexpected delivery, discoveries, things that you weren't expecting to find a way, things that would benefit you, things that, you know, little magical things that you were never looking for because you've gone off the beaten track. Because fate has forced you to find things and enjoy them, embrace them. I mean, life is a journey and it's all about discovery. So, okay, it takes you a bit longer, but, you know, it's value added. And if you're still focused on getting where you want to, you'll get where you want to be. It is about the journey. It's not about just the destinations. And while we're thinking about a car, I mean, a car, a cycle, a motorbike, anything like that has wheels, and you can think of momentum as a wheel. I mean, we all have wheels in our life. We maybe call them circles or cycles, and we don't think of them as goals, just work or tasks or everyday mundane things that maybe we all take for granted. For instance, a business would have a cycle. A business, say in a very, very simplistic form, will have an item for sale. It'll sell that item. From that sale, they generate profit, which they reinvest in buying more items, which they put on the shelf for sale and then they're sold, and so it continues. Okay, that is very simplistic, but give you a general sort of idea of how a circle works, how a cycle works. And we all do it with our everyday life. I mean, we get up, we go to work, and that sort of thing. It's all cycles. It all works towards a bigger picture. Maybe you just go to work to pay the bills, to pay the mortgage, just whatever. You're always working towards something. So if we can do this with the very mundane things, why can't we do this with our hopes, our dreams, and our ambitions, the things that we want for ourselves, rather than working towards what others want, working towards other people's dreams? So I think the value of momentum is it's a positive circle, as opposed to a vicious circle. That's the thing we always hear, and the more common thing, and it's a shame that we have something, a name for the negative, but not a proper name for the positive. So let's call that a positive circle, and that's what momentum is. Okay, I mean, vicious circles, we don't want to spend too long on this, are like whirlpools. They can suck you under, they can drown you. I mean, for example, an example of a vicious circle is, say that you feel impatient because whatever you're doing, you're not getting anywhere. That can make you frustrated. Frustration leads to apathy. Apathy leads to stagnation and procrastination. And that can lead to lack of motion. It can lead you to slow down or even stop altogether. And you think, why is this taking so long? Why is it? Why can't I get what I want? Because you're becoming impatient. That impatience makes you frustrated, makes you apathetic, makes you procrastinate and stagnate, and lack of motion. And so again and again and again. Whereas a positive circle, a circle of momentum, means that you'll be motivated. And when you're motivated, you are focused to go and do what it is that you need to do to achieve that what you want. So by being focused, you go out there and you do the activity, whatever it is that you need to do to get a move on, to get what you want. And doing activity brings in results. And results in themselves are rewards, or you can reward yourself for the results you get. Or how does that make you feel? It makes you feel motivated. That motivated gives you focus. That focus allows you to focus and be excited and get on and do activity. The activity leads to results and rewards, makes you feel motivated, and so on and so forth. It's a positive circle. It drives you on and on and on, just like the wheel. So over time, each turn of this wheel moves you closer to your goal. It may take several thousands of circles to get to where you want, but each turn is a step. So stop turning and you will eventually stop. Each circuit of the wheel is a task or a goal or a series of small goals and tasks that take you further and add up to the whole. So imagine that you spent just a small amount of time every day, rather than just say once a week, once in the blue moon, think how much further you could be with just a minimal bit of effort, and how much easier it is to keep going rather than just have to stop and start from scratch all over again. Because let's face it, it takes patience and it takes time, but having small tasks just allows you to focus on things that just keep you moving, rather than just keep looking at that thing, that big goal, and it seems so far away. You've got all these little tasks to work towards to keep you going, and all those added together over time gets you towards your big goal. And doing that allows you to move forward and stops you getting frustrated. And just as simple as getting you on there and getting out and getting what you want. Okay, well, I really hope that's helped you. I'm just going to give you a quick book recommendation, and it leads on very nicely from what I've been talking about. And this book is called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And again, it's about little things that build up to the whole, that slight edge, that compound effect, that things repeated over time can build up to whole and drive you forward and get you what you want. And it's also about perhaps doing a little bit of